Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Homelessness risks for the 2032 Olympic Games, 100 new childcare centres, and expulsion of diplomats in Canada. Good morning, this is Jeannie and Sophie with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. Researchers warn that Brisbane may face a homelessness crisis during the 2032 Olympic Games, similar to Paris, if it fails to address its social housing shortage. A report from the Australian Housing and Urban Research Institute, published today, shows how hosting the Olympic Games impact the host city's housing situation and homelessness. Q Shelter, a not-for-profit organization, commissioned the report and intends to publish annual reports leading up to the 2032 Olympic Games. Jackson Hills, Q Shelter's policy and strategic engagement manager, noted that previous Olympic Games had increased homelessness due to population growth, infrastructure investment, and heightened media focus on affected suburbs.
Queensland researchers have developed new tools which help conservation and protection of our most endangered species. A University of Queensland team of researchers and Associate Professor Dr. Celine Frere have captured what they call airborne DNA, which can help detect the presence of endangered animals, like koalas, in their natural habitats. Dr. Celine Frere says the use of air filtering and sample collection is a non-invasive way to track endangered species and in turn aid conservation.
Experts are urging Australia to change their medical negligence laws, which are currently difficult and expensive for patients and doctors. Health law, policy, and tort specialist Jennifer Schultz wants Australia to follow New Zealand's more simple and fair system. The negligence scheme in New Zealand is covered by government funds and levies, while in Australia it may cost thousands for patients to lodge a claim. The Queensland government has not supported changes to the policy.
Promised by the New South Wales state government, the first of 100 free childcare centres have been opened in a bid to ease pressure on working families. Premier Chris Minns and Deputy Premier Prue Carr cut the ribbon on the new site for the first day of New South Wales Term 4. Golyangari Public Preschool in Liverpool has places for 84-year-olds, with 55 already enrolled. Every single one of them will be open on day one, term one, 2027, Carr said.
Canada expelled 6 Indian diplomats, including India's top diplomat in the country. These officials are suspected of being connected with the Indian government's violent suppression of Sikh separatists. Last year, a prominent Sikh leader, Hardeep Singh Nijjar, was assassinated in Canada. The Trudeau government accused India of orchestrating this act. The Indian government denied this accusation and refused to waive consular and diplomatic immunity for its officials. In response, India also expelled 6 Canadian diplomats.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a chance of showers. It is currently 23 degrees with an expected maximum of 26. The UV index is expected to reach 9, which is in the very high band. And that's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. And in the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to our website 4zzz.org.au/news.